I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. I think I just left and said we're going to grill some turkey. Ain't that's wrong. We're going to smoke some.
There you go.
Yeah. So if you have a fresh turkey, that'd be best to put on a smoker. If you have a frozen one, make sure it is very, very thawed. I would make sure that that thing's been out of the fridge, or the freezer rather, for a couple, maybe 3 days before. Barbecue Bob, you've got a prep tips about turkeys and brining and stuff that I think are worth talking about as well.
Well, yeah, we all make mistakes when it comes to turkeys, don't we? Remember
right.
some of the things you used to do?
Right.
One yeah. thing is if it's a butterball or a processed turkey,
right.
it's already been brined.
Right.
Do not brine it.
Right.
Because then you've got jerky.
Right. Yep. It just won't work. You won't like the result.
You might not notice, but discerning people will notice.
Right.
And then... Yeah, it's just you're adding too many nitrates to it, so you're over curing it.
Right.
Which is like turkey jerky.
Yeah. Yep. And it's not what you're going to do is you're going to ruin the juiciness of it.
And depending on the temperature of your garage, I like to my garage is heated, but I keep it only at about 50, and I've got some of those nice big coolers, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to throw the turkey in a cooler.
Mm-hmm.
So it thaws slowly. And I use about 3 or 4 days. It's always easy to set the cooler outside if it's not if it's thawed. You know, you don't want it at 50, obviously.
Right.
So you can just set the cooler outside if it's cold enough, or put some ice on it.
Right.
But better, like you said earlier, get ahead of the ball game.
Right. Jop's
big on prepping. That's a prep thing right there.
Well, you do not want any part of your turkey frozen when you start to cook it. That will jack up the parts that are frozen. You'll overcook the ones that aren't, and it's just a mess.
Well, you slow your smoker down for one thing.
Right.
And you can't bring it up to room temp like you do a chunk of red meat.
Right.
But, yeah. So one of the things I learned a long time ago when I was traveling around doing demos was the phenomenal beauty of just a turkey breast.
Mm-hmm.
And I got fond of buying those for demos. I'd go to shops and try and get them to carry my brand or whatever, and I'd smoke a turkey breast. And I shocked myself at how good they were, because it was something I never bought.
Right.
We always bought turkey.
Right. The whole thing.
I didn't even know they sold just a turkey breast.
Right. Right.
But I'm telling you, there's something gorgeous. And for me, I like the white meat anyway.
So are they skin on or skin off?
Skin on.
Yes, exactly.
And I like the white meat anyway, so they're great for me. Now, if you like the dark meat on a turkey, you know, just a breast isn't going to do it for you. Here's another thing. Let's say maybe you can't get quite big enough a turkey and you always like extra. Grab a breast along with the turkey.
Right.
And do a breast or two, and then you'll have plenty of lunch meat, which the breast is great for.
So let's break this down a little bit. Does the breast have a breast bone in it still, or is it a boneless?
No, it's boneless.
Okay.
They do a beautiful job, and, I mean, you can find them everywhere.
So the skin's going to be on basically like three sides of it. It's not all the way around.
Right.
It can't be, right?
It's not on the bottom.
But it's on the top and the side.
Yep.
And so are you doing anything to prep it before you put it on a smoker?
Well, there again, it might be frozen.
Right.
So make sure you thaw it nice. And I'm just going to rub some oil on it. And I'm going to take my favorite seasoning and put it on it. Now, it wouldn't be a terrible idea if you have a small injector to just pump your favorite injection into it.
Yep.
If it's fresh or if it's a non-processed, non-cured, you could brine it.
Mm-hmm. So
you
talk
could
about
also,
a brine. Because
and if it is brined already, you can just soak it in water, rehydrate it.
Right. Yep. So brines are made of what?
Yeah, sugar and salt, right?
In water. Right? So pretty much equal parts of sugar and salt and about four times as much water.
You bring it to a boil and then you chill it.
Right. Yep. You don't ever put poultry in a brine when the brine is warm. That is not what you want to do.
Danger.
Right. You're going to cause bacteria to grow like crazy in that thing while it cools. So
somebody might get a gut ache.
So here's what I've done in the past with a whole turkey. So we're going to brine it. I do 2 cups of sugar, 2 cups of salt. Right, and not iodized salt, but if you can get
sea salt,
that's best.
I guess kosher salt's what most guys
yes,
recommend.
Right, thank you.
And a lot of recipes will call for two cups of sugar and one cup of salt.
Right. Yep. Depends, because you're going to rinse the thing off when it's done. But if it's two and two, then it's also 2 gallons of water.
Yep.
Right. And you're going to put that in there, and you don't have to boil all 2 gallons to get it to dissolve. Right. But you want the sugar and salt dissolved in the solution. So what I've done in the past is boil a gallon, gallon and a half, and then take an 8-pound bag of ice.
Yep.
And put it in the solution to bring it back down to cool. It'll melt off, and you got the right amount of water.
Bingo, boingo.
I have not put the turkey in yet, though. You want that solution cooled down to like 40 degrees. Then you can put the turkey in. If you got too much, just pour some off.
It's going to take you about an hour.
Right, exactly. But that bag of ice trick for the rest of your water works really well because it's a double-purpose thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
So brining is a good thing. How long do you brine a bird for?
Overnight?
Yeah. Yep. I'm like 12 to 24 hours. I don't think you can hurt it.
You can over brine. And I'd say most, they're going to go by the pound, but overnight's plenty.
Yep.
Maybe 20 hours max.
Aromatics or anything in it? Not necessarily, right?
It depends on what you like.
Right.
You know, if it's a fresh turkey, no, it's going to taste so good.
Right.
And if you're injecting it with something, there's your aromatic. I love to, you know, remember those deep fryer injector things we used to get, and they had the jars of the injectors. They made one called Creole butter.
Mm-hmm.
It's garlic butter.
Yeah.
You can make your own. If you can't find a jar of that, just make some garlic butter.
Right.
And if you have an injector, just pound that thing with some butter and a little touch of garlic in it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, my mouth's watering.
Melt the
right
butter.
Now.
Melt the butter, mix the garlic in. And then these injectors are like a giant syringe.
Yep.
And all my only advice on injecting is put a little bit in a lot of places. Don't put a giant squirt in one spot.
No, it'll pop like a zit.
Right, and you lose it all when it cooks. Anyway, you want little doses of the injected.
Yeah.
So you throw this thing on a smoker. How do I know when it's done?
Digital probe, you know how it's done.
Yep, exactly. So I'm just throwing softballs at you,
I know.
but you're hitting them, so that's a good thing. But the
I haven't even had a beer yet.
Right. The turkey on the smoker, running that 250, 275, you don't want it overly hot. Put the smoke on the first maybe 20 minutes. Poultry sucks up smoke more than beef does.
It's a mess.
Yeah, right. So you just want a little bit on there. You don't
but
want it over-smoked.
If you got the skin on it, here's something we did. Now, we have large family parties at our house because we got probably the biggest house in the family, one of them. The two of us that have the biggest always have Christmas.
Well, sure.
So we bounce it back and forth. And I have a 3-stall garage, so it's a great place when you get big crowds. And
well, I've eaten in that garage before.
Yeah. I think you slept in it a couple of times. So anyway, the long and the short of it is my wife doesn't like smoked, she says, as much as regular. So we did 3 turkeys. We did 1 smoked, 2 in her oven. The smoked one was gone.
Right, yeah.
Next year we did 2 smoked and 1 in the oven.
Right.
The 2 smoked were still gone.
Right.
But she was happy she had 1 bare naked one so she could make some gravy.
Yep. Yep. So I get it. But it's personal preference. But rule of thumb here, most people don't like too much smoke on their poultry.
Right.
And so it's like perfume.
Well, it's not.
You want a little bit of it. You don't want to be swimming.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Not only that, but you will actually build up a bitterness and an acid. You'll get heartburn
right
from it.
Yep.
It's just like using green wood to smoke your. You don't want to use green wood either because you'll get a buildup, and I no longer can remember all that science, but don't do it.
Right. Yeah, you're not going to like it. Coming up next, are you going to go upright or spatchcock? Stick with us. We'll be back.